Krista on there?
No.
Jordan said she's coming down.
She said she's coming down. I just wondered if she called in instead. So that's the only thing. We might just wait. Are we on? Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and get started. Maybe she'll be here by then. Okay. I'd like to call the Emergency Appropriations Committee meeting to order. Today is Thursday, September the 29th, and it is 11:46 a.m. If we could have roll call, please.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Here.
Congresswoman Lemon? Speaker Goodfox?
Present.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Present.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present.
Chair Stabler?
Present. We have a quorum. Next on the agenda is the approval of minutes. I always do that. I jumped.
Chair.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes, thank you. I'll make a motion to approve the appropriation meeting minutes dated September 26, 2022.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Minutes are approved. And I apologize, committee, I skipped to prayer, and I've asked Congresswoman Rebard if she would give our prayer this morning.
All of our little drum keepers, Father God, and all of our roadmen, Father God. I ask that you be with all of our employees, Father God. Be with everybody in attendance today. Father God, I ask special blessings for all of my colleagues today. And all these things I pray in your name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Next on the agenda is the budget analyst report. Mr. Jordan.
Give me just 1 second to pull up my...
Oh, okay.
Okay. So today, ONCA 2295 passed out. That was the last of the really large appropriation bills. And after that, we have $3,276,660 in tribal funds for fiscal year 2023 remaining available for appropriation. After the permanent fund appropriation passed out of fiscal year 22 funds, we have $1,722,965 in FY22 projected revenue. And then in ARPA funds, there is $1,456,118 left available for appropriation.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is ONCA 22114, and I am the sponsor. These are all little federal budgets. Anybody mind if I just go ahead? I won't really have any input other than that, so. I'll read ONCA 22114, an act to amend ONCA 2294 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in non-tribal funds in the amount of $213,344 and to establish an alternate effective date. We have some guests here today to help us through these little budgets. And so, Mr. McIntosh, Ms. Fulkerson, or Ms. Bowman, does anyone wish to address these budgets attached to this bill? Ms. Fulkerson.
Hi.
Hi. You have the floor.
I'm just waiting on you all to tell me what you all want to talk about first, and then I can answer any questions that you have.
These are all small budgets. I think maybe first talk about the, I guess these are grants?
Yes, these are grants.
So maybe talk about the grant to us?
Yes. I sometimes send down, or many times I send down a list, and then you guys scramble the list, and so I just don't know which one you want to talk about first. It's up
okay.
to you all. Bird Creek Farms. Mm-hmm.
Bird Creek Farms Fresh.
It looks like we have gotten some extra money from the funder in a total of $5,000. So let me pull this up here. I gave you all packets. I hope everyone has one. I sent them over almost a month ago. And I've been talking to your budget analyst about this. And so he's fully aware of the packets. Here we are.
I apologize, it's been some long days these last few days. So if I have that packet, I don't know where it is.
Okay, well, it has our regular phase sheet. I know this is a new Congress, so you know, we were a fine oiled machine before. So I'm hoping that we can get there after the big session for the 23 session that we're in now. I usually send over a phase sheet to kind of break down the things that we're talking about and what the award looks like and what needs to be appropriated. This one is a new FY22 budget and a new FY23 budget. This is just some extra money that came down from OSU on a research project for harvest land. And they broke the money down in FY22 for this year and then for 23 so they can expend the funds properly. They're mostly going to use it for travel. And if you have any questions, it was such short notice, I was not able to get the director to be here today.
I apologize for that, too. That's my fault. We were here till late last night, and I forgot all about a communication till this morning when I realized it. I think if you have the information, I'd be interested to know, are they right now looking at possible travel to some conferences?
Yes.
Or is this local? Okay. Some education conferences.
Yes.
Any other questions from the committee? Any discussion? Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes, Chair, I don't have any questions. It's such a small amount. I'm ready to move on to the Caleb's Cause, the diaper grant. If I'm not mistaken, I had a director contact me about this. It's just out of social services. And so, it was, I think, a grant that they had received through a nonprofit.
The next grant is the Coronavirus Capital Projects Fund that's attached to this bill.
Yes.
So that's the one we should discuss next.
Okay. Let me look at this here. Yes, this is a grant that we applied for through our office in correlation and with collaboration of the IT department. And it is for $167,504. The director, I did get a hold of him, and he should be here any second. If you guys want to table that for later in this session, I'm not sure, or this meeting. He's going to be using it for broadband services for Apresca Senior Housing. So he'll be buying a lot of big equipment with it, so we can do some digging and that kind of stuff. He would be more well-versed on his project than I would. I just kind of make sure he's in with his compliance and regulations. Any questions?
Anyone have any questions? I think it's been brought up several times about senior housing to us, that they were wanting to start that. So it's like a construction grant.
It is. It doesn't have to be. It's an infrastructure grant is what it is. So they can use it on a lot of different things, but they are going to use it for senior housing in Pawhuska.
Mm-hmm.
And this is through the U.S. Treasury Department.
Okay.
That's really all I can tell you. The director will be here soon.
Okay. Well, we could hold it and come back to it when he gets here.
Okay.
And the next one is the sustainability audit.
Chair. I have pandemic response and safety.
I'm matching Congresswoman Rebar's.
For 20,000?
Yes.
Okay, I'm on the same page first.
Okay, then I must not have a proper copy. So the next one is what?
The pandemic response and safety for 20,000.
Okay.
Section 23.
Huh? Yeah, I don't have one. I don't have a 23A in my packet here. That's okay.
Chair.
Let's just go.
Okay.
Yes, Ms. Fulkerson.
This is the pandemic and response safety with some extra money that was sent to Harvestland through their director or secretary. Jan Heyman, and it's through the CARES funding that other tribes didn't use, and so they went ahead and reallocated it to tribes, and it's for $20,000 extra, and they're going to use it for supplies and professional fees. That's all I know. I did send a base sheet describing it. The activities within this program is going to provide CARES funding for COVID-19 pandemic related actions. The purpose of this funding is to increase insufficient support to Harvestland that was lost during the pandemic.
Any questions or comments from the committee?
No, ma'am.
No, not ma'am. Okay. So now it looks like I have a proper copy of this one. So
sustainability audit is next, Ms. Paul.
Okay. Well, we missed one. So that's we'll do the sustainability audit and then we'll go back. Go ahead.
Okay, the sustainability audit funding is for the Osage News, and they got $6,000 from them. It looks like they're going to use it for professional fees to be able to have a transparent audit. That's really all I know. This was applied not through our grants department, and then they contacted us afterwards, and then we kind of scrambled to get all the information together and get a budget going. So that's really all I know at this point.
Okay. Any questions or comments on this particular?
Is Tyler here?
Yes.
Hi.
If I may, Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman Rivard.
Just real quick, not a big deal, but I'm learning how you operate, and in the support docs that were presented on this particular grant, the microroy shows it in program income, which I know you would not agree with. And so I just wanted to give you heads up on that.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Frazier.
Those were resubmitted a day or two ago, and the revised ones, they've corrected that.
Perfect. Thank you, Chair.
Anything else on this particular page? Okay, let's go back to Caleb's Cause Diaper Grant. I would assume it's for diapers. Congresswoman Rebard.
Yeah, that's the one that was social services, mm-hmm. and they applied for a grant through a nonprofit foundation for $500 to assist with diapers. And so,
and they can apply for it every year. This is Krista. They can apply for that on an annual basis. And they usually, because I've talked to the director at length about this, and they use them for different activities. They might partner with WIC sometime and do a drive, or you know, just have them on standby. So just in case someone does come by that needs diapers, you know, we all have raised kids and know that sometimes in a pinch you need some help, and that's kind of what that's for.
Okay.
There's not a lot of regulatory requirements to it that we can actually help people who need the help right then.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody have any questions or comments on this particular grant? Okay. Then is that all of them for this bill?
Yes, Chair.
Congresswoman Rebard.
I'll make a motion that the...
Hold on just a moment. We were going to go back. Mr. Fenton is here now.
Oh.
And let's go back to his page.
Okay.
Yes.
I can't see Tyler, and I can't see him. Like, hey, Bill.
I was hiding.
And it was the Coronavirus Capital Projects Fund. And so if you can tell us what the purpose will be for those funds.
So the purpose of these funds is we're going to be using it to build out fiber to the home at the Pawhuska Senior Housing.
From the what?
For Pawhuska Senior Housing.
Okay. All right. And so is it the local connectivity? The
We already got the engineering completed. We've got the historical preservation surveys and the environmental's done. So it's just for us to construct out and bring fiber to each of the houses here in Pawhuska Senior Housing. It's the first one we're starting with. We're also okay. going to be doing Fairfax, and then once we do senior housing in Hominy, we'll be doing those too.
Okay. All right, does anyone have any questions? Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes, so will that be hardwired now into each unit?
Correct.
Wonderful, that's good to hear. Wow, okay.
Okay, does anybody else have any questions or comments? Okay, now, Ms. Rebard.
Okay, are you ready? Here we go.
No.
I'd like to make a motion that the committee has reviewed ONCA 22-114 and that it is sent to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second. Motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. The motion passes. And we will move on to 22-115. Clerk, if you could make me another copy of 15 and 16. I think I just got one-sided copies. That's why I'm lost.
Chair.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes, thank you. So the way I'm reading this, these are FY22 funds. Tribal dollars or federal dollars that we'll be discussing, correct?
Haven't seen all of it yet, so I'm going to say, I don't know.
Madam
we
Chair.
We need Ms. Fulkerson again.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Frazier.
Yes, these are amendments to 2195, which was the FY22. Non-tribal appropriation bill.
Okay.
Food distribution.
First. Thank you. Ms. Fulkerson, or whoever wants to speak to food
I'm
distribution.
I'm going to let Tyler, we both worked on it, but I'm going to let him talk to
okay.
you.
Yeah, I think that, if I recall, that's a reduction in what the initial appropriation was. And that's part of what we've been working on with grants and accounting is reviewing. Just as we know, a lot of times when we submit those federal budgets in September session, they're based on estimates. This is one that we, through going through reviews and reviewing from the funder, which grants is currently putting that practice and kind of building that practice into place, we identified that this needed to be reduced to align with the proper budget from what the true notice of award amount was when we received it. And kind of take that a step further, that's where the post-award management team in grants will be looking at all the budgets in the first quarter that have been passed on the federal side as those notice of awards come in. So we hope to capture all this within the first quarter of this upcoming year.
Okay. Any questions or comments on this budget for food distribution? Okay, we can move on to LIHEAP. Does anyone want to address LIHEAP?
Hi, this is Krista Fulkerson.
Go ahead, Ms. Fulkerson.
Yes. So LIHEAP, that's basically the same thing. It was over-appropriated. So we went through all their awards and any kind of amendments that they got, and then we went ahead and got the total award for FY22 and found out that it was over-appropriated by $4,668. And so then we just are asking today if we could go ahead and amend that to reflect the true award amount.
Okay, great. Are there any questions or comments on this amended budget? Okay, hearing none, we'll go on to, that puts us on Osage Community Supported Agriculture Study.
Yes. Okay, so it looks like, let me pull my packet out real quick.
Mm-hmm. Take your time. This isn't going to take long.
Okay, it looks like they gave us some extra funding, and we went ahead and split it up in three different budgets. So there are three different programs within the Osage Nation that will benefit off of this through the OSU research project that they are doing over at Harvestland. Is there any questions?
Any questions or comments?
I know Jan would actually have a lot more to say about this because she is the one that's in charge of this project. So I'm sorry that she's not here today. They do a lot with OSU, and it's been a great thing.
It has been. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I believe this is the grant where they are going to utilize, they're going to actually utilize some food and studies from Harvestland and follow a certain patient population and see what the outcomes are.
Yes.
I believe that's part of what this is.
I do too.
All the foods won't come from Harvestland, though. They are going to have to supplement. And so that's why you might see some other lines here, because not all of them will be able to come year-round from Harvestland of what they need for the nutritional value purpose.
Yes, that's, and it goes along with our overall our food sovereignty initiatives.
Okay.
Pardon me, sorry.
Thank you.
Any questions or comments? Any further questions or comments? Okay.
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to report ONCA 22-115 to Congress with the DUPAS recommendation.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. And so the last one on the list is ONCA 22-116. To provide an appropriation to CCAPECA for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $153,490. And the first budget is NAC 6, ARP Title 6A and B. Ms. Fulkerson, are you
yes.
going to address that one?
Yes. This is a one-year grant, one-time funding received. It's COVID-related, and this is just extra funding that was given to the Elder Nutrition Program. You know, from our standpoint, their department has, or their programs have been giving, you know, whenever COVID happened, ACL, which is our primary funder, found ways to give them extra funding throughout the years. And so we finally nailed down a budget from the director. And then that's why we're bringing it up later, because we just couldn't get one before. And so, but we're here now, and we're happy to help them, you know, guide them through they have a deadline of 9/30/2024, so they'll have plenty of time to spend it. And we are meeting with the new director, Amy Dobbins, and she's looking at all this information, and she's going to try to do her best.
Any questions or comments on this budget? Congresswoman Lemon?
Well, something? It's not really, I'm not being critical. It's all in professional fees and indirect cost. Is that what you guys are saying?
It has, Chair. It has
I'm on the
operations.
Wrong
okay.
I'm good, so sorry.
Good, because I thought I was lost again.
Woo. I was like, what's going on with these professional fees?
I have an answer for
what
that.
What are you
actually.
All trying to do to me today?
Ms. Congress was like, I'm so sorry, but I was like, dang, what are they going to hire somebody out? But. Okay, I'm much better.
Oh, please
okay.
forgive me.
Please
so, forgive all right. Me. So, do we have any questions or comments?
No.
Okay. So we can move on to the next page. And I don't know the acronym for this one, TRPH, Expanding the Public Workforce.
Yeah. You want me to go ahead and speak?
This is yes, Ms. Fulkerson, go ahead.
Sorry. Feel bad for people who have to listen and not know who's speaking. So the same thing here, pretty much. They were giving, this is COVID money from ARPA, and we sat down with the director and got their budget hammered out, and it's a one-year grant, one-time funding, and this is mainly for someone to come in to do some caregiving support, check on elders, see if what they need. Can they not, you know, pay their electric bill this month? Do we need to help them apply for services? You know, those kind of things.
Okay, I have a question. I have a couple questions. First of all, whose program will this go into? Elder Nutrition. Okay. And is this just a staff training, or is this a public training?
This is staff training.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly. I know. They had an idea of contracting out a position because they're going to build upon their Part C funding from ACL. That's caregiving funding. They have A, B, and C. And so this is just going to supplement that to bring about more services to elders in terms of caregiving support.
Okay. Just a comment of where I was coming from. 30 years ago, we did this. My family did this. Went and took caregiver training. And it was wonderful. And it was surely helped us through a lot of anxiety and questions of what we were getting ready to face. So I was hoping that was a part of what this was for. So
it might be. I'd have to look at, with it being limited here, I mean, I should have probably brought that next time. I will, because it's our, you know, whenever we write these and send them into the funder, it's more in depth. Mm-hmm. So I should probably always put that in there.
Okay.
It's
all right.
Better inform you all of what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anyone else have any questions or comments?
I'll make a motion.
Congresswoman Lemon, go
Thank
ahead.
Thank you. Madam Chair, motion to report ONCA 22-116 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The motion passes.
Chair.
Congresswoman Rivard.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second. We are adjourned. Thank you all. I knew it would be short.
Yeah, that was short and sweet.
It'll be a lot better.
Good to see you, neighbor.
It's okay.
Hey, did that calf die?